Today's shiur from Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin today's shiur in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, with the Braise Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braise, Techeles Ein Lo Bedika, that Techeles wool which is dyed with the sky blue color of called Techeles, Ein Lo Bedika. There is no way to ascertain whether it is really Techeles, or whether it is made from the imitation dye called Kola Ilon, which is a vegetable blue dye, perhaps indigo, which is a plant, which could easily be substituted for Techeles. We have no way of ascertaining whether it is really genuine Techeles or the fake Kola Ilon. Therefore, says the Braise, a Nikris Elamin Amunche. When you go to buy Techeles, you have to buy it from a specialist, a trustworthy merchant, who you know will not sell you a bogus Techeles, but he'll sell you the genuine article. A Yor HaShemayim is not going to fool you. Also, says the Braise, another halacha, Tefillin yesh lohem bedika. Tefillin, whether it's a kosher parsha, you can check yourself. You can read it over to see whether the chaseros or the yeseros, whether the words are written properly. Nevertheless, when you buy tefillin, you also have to buy them only from an expert, a reliable parsha tefillin maker. The reason for that, explains Rashi, because even though that you can check to see whether the chsav is correct, but the parshios, the parchment, needs ibud lishma. You have to tanim lishma, and yet you'll never know unless the person is a Yerushalmite. And therefore you have to buy dafka from a mumka. The third halacha says the Bereis is svarim and mezuzas, sifrei Torah. And mezuzas, yesh lem bedika, you can also check them over to see whether they were written properly by the sefer. And therefore, nikochin mikol odom, they can be bought from anybody. From here, Rashi says, we see that safe sforim and mezuzahs do not need ibud lishma, because if you would need an ibud lishma, you would also have to buy it from a mumcha. You wouldn't know whether it was ibud lishma unless you bought it from a mumcha. So Tosfos brings over here the shitas Rambam, that indeed the Rambam says in connection with mezuzah that you don't ibud lishma. However, Tosfos brings the Gemara in Gittin, where it's mashma that sifrei Torah do need ibud lishma. So why could you buy it from any person? Why would it be nikochim mikolodim have perhaps the oiras, the klaf, were not mu'ubad lishma? Therefore, Tosfos learns the pshat over here differently. The difference between tefillin and svarim mezuzahs is as follows. A tefillin which the parshas are in a batim closed up. Therefore, even though that you could read them, they have bedika, but it's a bizoyin for you to break open the batim. Therefore, enikochim elamin amuncha. Therefore, you shouldn't be mevazah the batim to check it after you bought it unnecessarily. Therefore, buy it only from an expert. However, svarim mezuzahs, which involves no bizoy, no gnai, if you check them. Therefore, yesh lehem bedika, v'nikoch mikolodim, you can check them. What about the din of ibud lishma? Says Tosfos, both with the din of tefillin, which needs ibud lishma, and also with sifrei Torah that need ibud lishma, we're not concerned that they were not mu'ubed lishma, because shehakol b'kiyin bo, says Tosfos. Everybody knows, everybody's boki, and everybody knows how to be ma'abed the erlos lishma, and it's no problem, therefore we're not choshish when we buy a tefillin or sifrei Torah, even though they need ibud lishma, you don't have to worry that they were not mu'ubadim lishma. The whole difference between tefillin and svarim and mezuzahs is that with tefillin, it would be gnai to check them because you have to break open the batim. But with svarim and mezuzahs, it's no gnai. Therefore, with svarim and mezuzahs, nikochim mikol adam. Now, the Gemara now has the kasha. You said that tcheles cannot be checked to see whether it's the genuine article or whether it's the imitation. He was able to be bedik trelis to find out whether it was really trelis or whether it's an imitation dye. What did he do? Maisim magbigila. He brought alum. Alum is an astringent. Chemically could change the dye. Umayodish avlilta. And he took, together with this alum, he took the juice of a certain herb that was called shavlilta. He mixed it together with meimei raglayim, with urine. Let's go to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Ben aboim yom, the meimei raglayim of a child who was 40 days old. According to the second shat in Rashi, it was meimei raglayim that itself was 40 days old. In other words, the meimei raglayim was already outside of the human body for 40 days. They mixed it all together. The tori lo bigavayu, and he would take the wool that he was checking, and he would soak it in that mixture, from the night until the morning. and then he would take a look at it in the morning. If Ritz Chazusei, if the color began to disintegrate, then Pesula.
That means
then it was a sign that it was an impasta dye. It was a bogus dye. It was Kalila. Lo Ifrit Chazusei, if the color held fast and it did not disintegrate, then Kishera, then we know that it's the genuine Tcheles and it's Kosher. Now, there's another way the Gemara says that they checked it. Rav Ado, Kamede Rove Mishmede Rav Avira Omar, he says in a different way they checked it. Maise Chamira Akasa de Sara. They brought a barley sourdough which had become hard. The Afilo Begave. And they baked the Tcheles wool that they were testing together with this hardened barley sourdough. Ishtanoi Lemal Yusef, if the color in the Tcheles wool became clearer and better than Kesheira, then it was a sign that was real Tcheles. But Lekreyusa, if after baking it with this sourdough, it became worse, it lost its clarity, it lost its beauty, then Pesula, then it is a simon that it's not really Tcheles, but it's called Ilan. Vesimonecha, and how can you remember which change is a simon of what? Shinui sheker, shinui emes. That means, if there's a change for the worse, then it was sheker, then it was not Tcheles. If there was a change for the better, then it is true Tcheles. So now we have a kasha, because we started off the braisa by saying Tcheles ain't lo bedika. There's no way of checking to see whether that wool, Tcheles, is really Tcheles or not. Therefore you have to buy it from an expert. And here we find two Amoroim telling us how to check Tcheles to see whether it's really Tcheles or not. So what does it mean in the braisa when it says Tcheles ain't lo bedika? Ma ain't lo bedika nami dekoma. What does it mean when it says in the Braisa that there is no bedika for Tcheles? That applies to Ata'ima. What it applies to is we cannot determine whether we're looking at a test wool or the wool that was done l'shem, l'shmo, Tcheles. Remember, we learned that Tcheles has to be l'shem mitzvah Tcheles, has to be done l'shmo. If it was done l'shem Ata'ima, a nisayon, a test, then we say it's possible to Tcheles. Ta'ima psula, we learned that yesterday. So since we have no way of knowing whether it was done l'shem Tcheles or not l'shem Tcheles, therefore we have to buy it from a mumche. That's what it means. Tcheles ain't l'bedika, not this, whether the color is Tcheles or not. For that we have a way to check it. But we don't have a way to check whether it was done l'shmo, because that's totally in the kavana of the dye master. And therefore we have to buy it only from a mumche, someone who's a specialist and knows how to do it and that we can rely on him. So Tosis, of course, has to catch it. Since so we can never find out the kavana of the dye master, so therefore, what good is making a test? The test will only tell me whether it's the real dye, but we don't know the kavona, whether it was done the shma. The answer to this is, obviously, we're talking about where we know that the kavona was proper. But we still have a subject whether he used the right material. For this, we have a bedika. So the Gemara continues over here. Mar mi mashche, aise tchilta b'shnei rav achoy. This amira, his name was Mar mi mashche. He brought Tcheles in the time of Rabbi Choy. But Rabbi Yitzchok b'Reider Rabbi Yehuda. So they put it through the test of Rabbi Yitzchok b'Reider Rabbi Yehuda with the alum and the meraglaim, the ifrit chazusei, and the color disintegrated, which would show that it is not really Tcheles. But then they went ahead and they put it through another test, and they put it through the other test of Rav Ado that he said in the name of Ravir, v'shtanoi l'mal yusoi, and it became better looking than was before, which is a raya that it is Tcheles. So sova l'mifsilo. They thought that perhaps they should possible it because it failed one of the two tests. Amalu Rav Achoi, so Rav Achoi said to them, Eloho lo tchiltehi, v'lo kol ilani. You're right. It doesn't look like it's Tcheles because it didn't pass the test of Rav Yitzchok b'Reider Rav Yehuda. On the other hand, v'lo kol ilani, it's not the fake Tcheles either because it did pass the test of Rav Ado that he said in the name of Rav Yehuda. That we have these two members, these two tests that were given to us by Rav Yitzchok b'Reider Rav Yehuda, and the test of Rav Ado that he said in the name of Rav Avira. The two tests were set together. That means they were not giving two different tests, but one has to employ both tests in order to determine that it is really a fake Tcheles. And he's like this. Hey, the bat kano b'de Rav Yitzchok b'Reider Rav Yehuda. When we were biting it with the first test, is lo yifrit chazusei, if the color did not disintegrate, then kasher, we know it's vaday kosher Tcheles. But yifrit chazusei, but if it did disintegrate, then you have to put it through the other test. But kinen lo, you have to check it b'de Rav Ado b'chamir l'akasa. Then you have to put it through the test of the hardened solid. Ishtanoi l'malyusa, if it changes for the better, k'shela, even though it fails the first test. But if it was improving through the second test, it's still kosher treles. The k'yusa, then if it disintegrates further, it's b'sua. In other words, in order to be possible, it has to fail both tests. So from Eretz Yisrael, they also said the same memre that both of these tests are supposed to be employed together, and it is not one or the other, but both together that determines whether it's true tchelis. The Gemara continues, Rav Mani daik v'zovin kirchoimre masnita. Rav Mani was careful when he bought the tchelis, that he bought it as the Chumra said in the Braise. That means you have to dafka buy it from a mumcha, even though that there's a way to check whether it is really tchelis or not. But nevertheless, we will not know whether the dye master made it l'shem tchelis or not. Therefore, you have to buy a dafka from a mumcha who we can rely on. Omalai hahu saba. There was an old man there who remembered what happened in prior generations. He says, Hochi ovid kamoi de kamoch. So was the custom. So was the anhoga of those who lived before you in the generations earlier, the atzlach iskayu, and they were matzliach with their business. Now, what does buying proper tchelis have to do with atzlach in business? Says the Keren Ere, the Gemara Mtsochim says that moichei tchelis ain roim simin brocha. That generally those who sell tchelis do not see a simin brocha because frequently they're selling bogus tchelis. However, if you know for sure that what you're buying and what you're getting from the dye master is 100% pure tchelis because you're relying on a Yor HaShemayim who you know is making it properly, you can be sure that you will see simin bracha in your business. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbona. Halakeach talis mitziyetzes. If you buy a finished, a ready-made talis, min hashuk, from the marketplace, you go out to the marketplace and they're selling fittis and there's tchelis on it, you buy it out there. The mi yisroel, if you buy it from a Jewish merchant, harei mecheskoso, we say it's mecheskas kashchis. Now the requirements of the Shema in the trailers are fulfilled. However, but if you buy it from a guy, then it depends. If you buy it from a businessman who's selling clothing, and he's among the clothing, he's also selling tzitzis, it's also kosher. We can assume that he bought it from a Jewish businessman, and it was done properly, because we have a klal that a businessman, a merchant, a professional is not going to undermine his business by selling something false, by lying to his customers, and therefore we can rely on it in its kosher. However, if he buys it from a regular, a private person, a goy, then it's psula. Because we have to be afraid, maybe he dyed it himself and he did it shlo the shmo, and therefore it's going to be possible. However, from a businessman, from a merchant, a goyish merchant, you're allowed to buy. The Afa Bishamu, even though the Chazal said, Ein Odom Rashoy Limko Talos Mitziyatzes Levet Kuchov, that you're not supposed to sell talisim which have tzitzis on it to another k'tu goyim, until you take off the tzitzis. Nevertheless, if you buy it from a goyisha merchant, because of the klal umin l'marlim nimnosai, you don't have to be concerned and you could buy it from him, even though that the one who sold it to him did an aveir. Now why did the one who sold to him do an aveir? What's the issa? My time? Hachatargimu mishum zayna. They answered that the reason was because of Zayna. Now Zayna, there's two perushim that Rashi brings. One is that perhaps this goy is going to have a Zayna who's a Yisraelis, and she's going to think that he is Jewish because he has a talis. He wears a talis. Now, if he wouldn't have a talis in his possession, she would never be mezanah to him because she wouldn't be mezanah to a goya, because there are more isurim for her to be mezanah to a goya than to a Jew. Therefore, she is now going to be nichshel to be mezanah with a goy because this goy is going to be having a talis in his possession. A second perush Rashi brings that you're not supposed to give a talis to a goy because of zayna means perhaps this merchant, this goyish merchant, has a zayna who is a goya, a non-Jewish zayna, and she is going to take the talis in exchange for her services, and then one day she will want to be motzi lazo on a Jew that he was mezana with her, and she'll show that here she has a talis from a Jew, and certainly only a Jew would give her a talis, therefore she could be motzi lazo on Jewish people. Therefore you should make sure that you shouldn't put into the hands, into the possession of a goy, any talis mitziyetz. Rav Yehuda Omar, Rav Yehuda says a different reason you're not supposed to give a talis mitziyetzes to a goy, because Shemi Yislav Ima Baderech V'Hagenu. Because if a goy is going to have a talis mitziyetzes in his possession, he will easily mislead another Jew to make him think that he is also Jewish, and the Jewish person will have confidence to accompany this goy along a lonely road, and the goy could come and kill him. Therefore, don't ever give a talis mitziyetzes to a goy, because by doing so, you're giving him an opportunity to disguise himself, like a Jew, and he could come to kill another Jew. The Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda Romi Techilte LePerzume De Inche Beise. Rav Yehuda had a different shita in Mitzvah Tzitzis, and he held that women are also chayv in tzitzis. And he put treles means tzitzis, on the aprons of the women folk of his home. And the second thing he did, umavorech kol safra lisatav batzitzis. Every morning he made a new bracha on the tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, midromi, since he put tzitzis onto the aprons, onto the dresses of the women, the folk of his house, kusavar, he must hold that mitzvah asay shalom as man gromo. He must hold that tzitzis is a mitzvah asay that is noig b'yoyim ubalayla, and it's not limited to time, and therefore women are going to be chayiv in it, because had it been limited only to day, and at night you're potter from tzitzis, then women would be potter from tzitzis all the time, because women are pturas from mitzvah tzitzis, a mitzvah asay shalom as man gromo. If so, am I mevorech kol safra v'tzafra? Why every morning did he make a new bracha lisatav batzitz? What's the kasha? The kasha is that chinuv of tzitzis is continuous. It doesn't interrupt every night and then begin again in the morning. It's continuous mitzvah tzitzis 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all his life. Therefore, the only time that you should make a bracha is when you put on a new talis. When there's a chiyuv now and a new chiyuv on a beged. But once you have placed the beged on you, and the mitzvah continues 24 hours, since there is no chiyuv, new chiyuv every day, it's the same old chiyuv, therefore you should not have to make a new bracha every day. Answers the Gemara Kerebi. No, Rav Yehuda holds like Rebbe that says in the Bereis in Sukkot, the Tanya's we learned tefillin, during the day that you're chayiv in tefillin, holds man shaman nichon mevorech aleihem, divrei Rebbe. That every time you would put the tefillin on during the day, that you're a chayiv in tefillin. There is a chayiv all day long. But if you should take it off, and then you should replace the tefillin on you, you're having now a new kiyum mitzvah tefillin, because you had made a proper hapsoka in between the first hanokha and the second hanokha, you're now going to be mechuyiv to make another bracha. In other words, Rav Yehuda holds like the shita of Rebbe, that a bracha is determined not by when there is a new chayiv, but when there is a new chiyuv, even though the chiyuv is continuous, but if you have interrupted your chiyuv and you have taken off your tefillin, or if you've taken off your tzitzis, when you place it back on you, and there is a new chiyuv mitzvah, you have to make a new baruch. Ask the Gemara, ihochi, if so, if that's what Rav Yehuda holds, then koshata nami. Every time he takes his talis off, and he makes an interruption, and he wishes to place the talis back on again, he has to make a new bracha. Now, why does it say that Rav Yehuda made the bracha only once a day, each morning when the sun comes up, each tzafra, he makes a bracha lisatav batzit? This is a klal that Rebbe says that every time there's interruption, you have to make a new bracha when you go again to fulfill the mitzvah. It could happen several times a day. Why does it only say, kol tzafra v'tzafra, he was making a bracha? Answers the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Inish Tzniyah Hav. He was a man who was a tzanua. His coat, his beged, his garment that he wore all day long, which had tzitzis on it, he would never remove it. He wouldn't take off his coat all day long. But only at night he would take off his coat when he went to sleep. And in the morning when he got up again, he put on his coat, he would make a bracha. Because it would be a new kiyum mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, but umayish no mitzafra. Then why does it say, Dafka, that he made the bracha mitzafra mashma, when the sun comes up, is richas ha-shemesh? Certainly Rav Yehuda got up before sunrise, and he was learning Torah. At that time he already put on his beged, his coat, and he would have to make a bracha. Why Dafka mitzafra, when the sun comes up? Answers the Gemara, kimishane miksus laylo liksus yoy. When he changed from his night garments to his day garments. Rashi explained like this, he had two garments. He had a garment of night. He had a night garment, a beged lila, which maybe might be a pajamas. Because as we said, Rav Yehuda holds that mitzvah tzitzis is beyom of the lila, that you have to wear tzitzis at night, so he had a tzitzis on his beged lila. Before dawn, he certainly was wearing tzitzis. He was wearing the tzitzis on a beged lila. And when did he put on his beged elyon? Just before he was about to leave the house to go to the Beis HaKnesset. Therefore, it says, Mevorech kol tzafra. And always once it was close to Zrichas HaShemesh when he went to Shul, then he made another bracha l'sata batzit. Shem asked the kasha. If, as Rashi says, that he had a Ksus Laila, which had tzitzis in it, and a Ksus Yom, which has tzitzis in it. So just like when he put the Ksus Yom on in the morning, he had to make the Sata about tzitzis, since Rav Yehuda holds that the mitzvah of tzitzis is the Yom of the Laila, so when he takes off his Ksus Yom at night and puts on his Ksus Laila, he should be making a Baruch of the Sata about tzitzis every night. So why does it say that Rav Yehuda Mavor called Tzafra the Sata about tzitzis? It should say Tzafra and Panya. And morning and night he had to make a Baruch of the Sata about tzitzis. And to the Rishonim, that when the Gemara says Kibishanim Ksus Laila the Ksus Yom, it doesn't mean that he took off the Ksus Laila. When it says it's a Ksus Laila, it doesn't mean that he only wore it at night. It's called a Ksus Laila because that was the garment that he wore also during the night. In other words, the Beged El Yom, the Ksus Yom, he only wore during the day. But there was another beggar that he wore also at Laila. Ksus Laila means also during the night. And most of the time he didn't take that beggar off. And he wore that beggar 24 hours. There was never a need to make a bracha on that. However, the beggar yom, which he took off at night and he put back on in the morning before he left the house, on that he had to make another bracha l'sata batzitis every day. The Gemara now continues, Tana Rabbona, HaKol Chayovim Batzitis. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is mechuyiv in the mitzvah of tzitis. Kohenim are mechuyiv, and Leviim, and Yisrael. Also Geirim, and also Noshim women, Vavodim, and Avodim. Rabbi Shimon, however, says, Poyte Benoshim. Rabbi Shimon says that women, and obviously Avodim also, are going to be excused from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mipnei shemitzvah saseh shazman gromahu. Because mitzvah tzitzis is a mitzvah that is tied to time, and those mitzvahs, chol mitzvah saseh shazman gromah, noshim beturos, women are excused from those mitzvahs. Omar ma, the Gemara is now going to examine the Baraisa. We say it in the Braise, HaKol Chayovim B'tzitzis. Everybody is Chayovim Mitzvah Tzitzis. Kohenim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim. So in this first statement, asks the Gemara, Pshita. Well, of course, that all Jewish men are Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Tzitzis. What do you have to break it up to Kohenim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim? Why would I think that the different groups within Klal Yisrael should be excused from the Mitzvah? The Kohenim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, B'tire. If we're going to excuse the Kohenim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, then man l'chayv, who's going to be chayv in the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of the Torah. How can you have a havamina that they would be excused from the mitzvah of the Torah? Answers the Gemara, Kohenim itzrichale. The chiddush of this b'rais is that even Kohenim are mechuyiv in mitzvah tzitzis. Now why would I think that Kohenim should be excused? Because sal kedai t'chamina, I would have thought, hoyo v'ksiv lo silva shatnei. Since it says in the Torah, in Parshas Kisetze, don't wear shatnez. And then immediately following the next pasuk, it says, Gedilim tasalcha, make yourself tzitzis. So I would think that one is dependent upon the other. Man de lo istere klaim legabei bilevisha. That man, that person, for whom klaim is forbidden to be worn in his garments, who de mechayiv betzitzis? He is going to be obligated in mitzvahs tzitzis. But Kohanim is a group of Klal Yisrael, a group of Jews, that hoil the ishter reclaim the gabayu. Since shatnis is permissible by Kohanim, in the big day kahuna, the avnet had a combination of sheish, which is linen, and treles, which is blue wool. So we have a klaim in the big day kahuna. I would think that since they are excluded from the parsha of klaim, lo lechayvu, they should also not be included in the parsha of mitzvah tzitzis, because they are placed together, the smuchin, one next to the other, to teach me that very halacha, that in order to be chayv in mitzvah tzitzis, you have to be also bound by the isur of klaim. But if you're excused from the isur of klaim, you're not bound by the mitzvah tzitzis. This is what the Baraisa comes to teach me, that even though that it is true, that it is a situation where Kohanim are excluded from Mitzvah's Isur Klaim, nevertheless, even though that it is true that they are permitted to wear Klaim at the time when they do the Avoda and the Big De Kuhuna, but when they are not performing the duties of a Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, at the time of the Avoda, they are not allowed to wear Klaim. Now, Rabbi Natan in the Tosis before explains that even though that it is not at a moment of the Avoda, they are still allowed to wear the Big De Kuhuna, even though it has Klaim in it. But it means only in Big De Kuhuna are they allowed to wear Klaim. But in regular street clothing, they're certainly not allowed to wear Klaim. Therefore, they are included in the Azorah of the Torah of the Isar Klaim. Therefore, they're also going to be included in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Gemara now continues. Rabbi Shimon Pater Benoshim. Rabbi Shimon excuses women from the mitzvah of tzitzis. my time with Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? The time is we learned in the Braisa. Ureisim also. In the parasha of the tzitzit says that you have to see it. You shall see the tzitzit. Now, but the word ureisim also is extra. Because why would the Torah tell me you have to see it? Of course, anything you make, you can see. Ureisim also seems to tell me that you have to be able to see it. Terat liksus lailo. It comes to exclude garments which are worn at night. Now, we already learned earlier, machlokes rishonim, whether it means any garment that you wear at night or only garments which are miyuchad lelailo, like pajamas. However, nevertheless, laila is not zman tzitzis. We see from here that at night brings on a time when you could be excluded from mitzvahs tzitzis. And since one is not mechuyev to have tzitzis at night, therefore women are going to be potter for mitzvah tzitzis even during the day, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman goma. Says the Gemara in explanation of this brayz, ata amr prat leksus laila. You say that urisim also comes to exclude leksus laila. O eno elo prat leksus suma. Perhaps it should come to exclude the garments of a blind person who cannot see his garments. Because the Torah says that you have to be put on tzitzis when you can see the tzitzis. But if a person can't see the tzitzis, which is like a blind person, then one would think that he should be excluded from mitzvah's tzitzis. But Keshu Omer, when we find another pasuk, where it says in Devarim, Asher Techasebo, it says, Gedilim Tasalacho, Al-Alvas Kanfas Kisusko, Asher Techasebo. Since the word Asher Techasebo is extra, it comes to include that any garment which you will cover yourself, even if you cannot see the garment. If you cannot see the garment, you're also chayiv in tzitzis on that garment. It's in ribui to add garments that you cannot see. Harei kisus suma amu. So that comes to include that kisus of a blind person. Therefore, ho'ani, ho'mani mekayim ru'isam also. So what will I now do with a pasuk that comes to exclude a garment that can't be seen? Terat leksus laila, that must come to exclude the garment that can be worn at night. Ask the Gemara, who says that you should work it this way? Let's do it the other way. Umara isa larabas ksus suma. Why do you say that the pasuk asher techasebo comes to include the garments of a blind person? Ulahotzi ksus laila, and ureisam also has come to exclude the garments that you wear at night, that they're not chayiv in tzitzis. Maybe it's the other way around. That ureisim also comes to exclude the garments of a blind person. And asher techasebo comes to include the garments that you wear at night, ksus laila. How do you know which way to make the limut? And the Gemara, it's a svara. Because marbani ksus suma, I include the chiyuv of tzitzis on a ksus suma. Because even though he can't see it, but sheyesh the beriya, it's a chechem, everybody else can see that garment. So if I have a ribu to include a garment which can't be seen, I'm going to include a garment which cannot be seen by one person, but can be seen by everybody else. But I will exclude the garments that are worn at night because they cannot be seen by anybody. So if the Torah requires that you have to see the garment in order to be chayv mitzvah tzitzis, I'm going to exclude nighttime when nobody can see the garment. On this that we just learned, that noshim are potter from tzitzis because it's mitzvah saseh of man koma. Tosfos asks the kasha, why should it be different from matzah? The Gemara says in Pesachim, by achilas matzah, tosh yeshno beisa achilas chometz yeshno bemitzvahs ki mitzvahs matzah. Women are chayv in mitzvahs achilas matzah because they're also bound by the isa of chometz. Even though it's a mitzvah saseh of man koma, women are chayv, so over here also with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Since they're bound by the isa of kalayim, tosh yeshno beisa yeshno bemitzvah. They're bound by the isa of kalayim, they should be bound by the mitzvah of mitzvah tzitzis. And so this is the difference is over there. It's in one pasuk. It says Lasechal Chometz and Shuvas Yom Tochem Matzah in the same pasuk. There you can make such a drasha. And over here, where it's a climb and mitzvah tzitzis, it's Taka Smuchim, but they're two separate psukim. So the two psukim are next to each other, but you can't make a drasha like that unless it comes in the same pasuk, like with Matzah and Chometz. So ask the Gemara of the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin, who holds that tzitzis is not a mitzvah saseh man goma, that a isam also does not come to exclude ksus laila. And therefore women also chayiv in mitzvah tzitzis. Let's go to Amid Beis. Hi, asher techasebo, my avdilei. What are they going to do with the pasuk asher techasebo? Let's recall. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that a isam also comes to exclude ksus laila, so therefore you have to have a pasuk asher techasebo to include the beged of a suma. Because if you are excluding Sus Laila, that means you're excluding a beggar that can't be seen, you would think you would also exclude the garment of a Suma. You have Asher Techasaba to include the garment of a Suma because it is visible to others. But according to the Chachomim, who do not exclude Ksus Laila from the Pasuk Risim or so, they do not exclude garments which cannot be seen from the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So certainly they're going to include the garment of a Suma also in Mitzvah Tzitzis. Because we said before that the Svara is greater to exclude Ksus Laila, which cannot be seen by anyone, and it is Svara that you would include the garment of a Suma, because it can be seen by everyone except the Suma. So if you're already including in the Chiyuv Mitzvah Tzitzis all Ksus Laila, so Risim also does not exclude Ksus Laila. Certainly, you do not need an extra pasuk Asher Techasaba to include, to be marbe, the Ksus of a Suma. We're soon going to ask in the Gemara, what are the Chachamim going to exclude from the pasuk Risim or so? We will soon see that. But here the Gemara is asking, what are you going to do with the second pasuk, Asher Techasaba? You don't need it to include the Ksus of a Suma, so what are you going to use it for? Hi, Asher Techasaba, my Avdile. What is the Chachamim going to use that pasuk for? Answers the Gemara, Miboy Luhu Lichidatani, you're going to learn it as we said in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Al Arvas Kanfas Kesuscha, that you're going to put tzitzis on the four-cornered garment. Arba Velo Shosh. Therefore, if the garment has only three corners, that garment is excluded from mitzvah tzitzis. Because it says Arba, and four is not three. Says the Braisa further, Ata Oma Arba Velo Shosh. How do you know to be medayik from the number four that it comes to exclude a garment of three corners that is going to be potter for mitzvah tzitzis? Maybe it comes to exclude a five-cornered garment from mitzvah tzitzis. How do you know to exclude a three-cornered garment because it says four? Maybe it means a four-cornered garment, but not a five-cornered garment. Arba v'lechomesh. Answers the Gemara, because since there's an extra pasuk which comes to be marbe, the pasuk says asher techasaba, which is a ribui for garments which are not in the Pashtut HaKra. The Pasuk says, Gidilim Tasa Lecha, Al-Albas Kamfas Kesuscha, put it on the four-cornered garment, Asher Techasaba, which you will wear. It comes to be Marba, even if you're not going to wear a four-cornered garment, but Arei Balas Chomesh Omu. It comes to include even a garment that has five corners. You're going to put tzitzis on four corners of that five-cornered garment. So, Ma'ani Mekayim Al-Arba. So now, what is the word Arba, the number four in the Pasuk, Arba Kamfas Kesuscha, coming to exclude? Arba V'Loshalosh, therefore it comes to exclude four and not three. Ask the Gemara, Umara Iso L'Rabbis Balas Chomesh. How do I know that I should include in the Chiyuv of Tzitzis a garment that has five corners? Ulahotzi, and to exclude from Mitzvah Tzitzis B'Loshalosh a garment that has three corners. Let's do it the other way around. Include in the Mitzvah Tzitzis, Asher Techasaba, comes to be Marba, even a garment of three. And Arba comes to be Mamaye, to exclude a garment of five. So the Gemara says it's a Svara. Marba ni balas chomesh, sheyesh bichlal chomesh arba. Because the Torah says, put tzitzis al arba kanfas kesuscha on a four-cornered garment, asher techasaba, and even if it's not a four-cornered garment. Which one should I be marba? It's much more mistava to include a garment that is five, because in five there is also four. The chidush of putting it on to a five-cornered garment is not as great as to say to put it onto a three-cornered garment, because that's a direct contradiction. It says put it on the four corners, asher techasaba, which you will wear, even if it's a five-cornered garment, put it on the four corners. But a motzei ani balas shalosh, I exclude the garment that has only three corners, she'ein bechlal sholosh arba, because you don't have four corners in a three-cornered garment. So it would be a contradiction. The first part of the pasuk says put it on four corners. The second part of the pasuk comes to be marba three corners. So certainly it's more misava to be marba five-cornered garment, exclude a three-cornered garment. Now the question is, how is Rabbi Shimon, who learns asher techasaba, that comes to be marba even the ksus of a suma, where is he going to know the din that a balas chomesh, that a five-cornered garment, is also chayv in tzitzis? Since he uses the pasuk asher techasaba for another limud, he learns it for the drasha of ksus suma. So where is he going to know the din of balas chomesh? Answers the Gemara, me asher nafke. It says al arbas kanfas kesuscha asher techasaba. Asher is an extra word. It could have said al arbas kanfas kesuscha techasaba. So since this is Asher, we all know also the halacha of Balas Chomesh is Chayv B'Tzitzis. The Rabbonon, Asher Mamash Melehu. According to the Chachomim, Asher is not an extra word to Darshan. Therefore, the only drosha that you make is from the whole phrase, Asher Techasabo, which comes to be Marba Balas Chomish. Ask the Gemara. According to Rav Sheva Shimon, before we learned that mitzvah sitzes and mitzvah sasheshus man koma because ksus laila is poto. How do we know ksus laila is poto? Because it says elisim so that a mitzvah sitzes is only on garments that you can see, and at night you can't see, so therefore you're going to be poto and bek ksus laila, and therefore it's a mitzvah sasheshus man koma, women will be poto. But according to the Chachamim, who hold that women are also chayiv, because they don't hold that ksus laila is poto, they don't hold the drosha ur isem oso to exclude ksus laila. So what are they going to use ur isem oso to exclude? Certainly they're not going to use it to exclude the ksus suma, as we said before, because if they're including already ksus laila, and even ksus laila, you're chayiv in sitzes, certainly you're going to be chayiv in sitzes of a ksus suma, which is yesh nebariya, to racherim, that everybody can see it. The rabbon and hai ur isem oso ma'avdala, what are they going to do with the words ur isem oso? What are they going to learn out? What kind of drosha are they going to make from the Ra'isam Asa? And says the Gemara, mi boi luhu l'detanya. We will use it as we learned in a braisa. Ra'isam Asa uzachaltem. A drashen in the pasuk, it says, Ra'isam Asa, you should see the tzitzis. Uzachaltem, you should remember Hashem's mitzvahs. Uzachaltem is called mitzvahs Hashem. Rei mitzvah zu, says the braisa, see this mitzvah of tzitzis. Uzachal mitzvah of cheres, and through this mitzvah of tzitzis, you will remember another mitzvah. Hataluyba, which is dependent upon this mitzvah. Ezuzu, zu kriyashma. Which other mitzvah is dependent on the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's the mitzvah of kriyashma. Now, as we learned in the Mishnah in Brachos, me'emesai koren ishma b'shachis. When can you begin to read kriyashma in the morning? Mishiyakir ben tcheles l'lovan. When you can distinguish between the color of tcheles, the blue dyed wool, and the lovan and the strings which are not dyed. And therefore, when you come to that degree of light that you can see, recognize the trellis and the tzitzis that you're wearing, you know that that's the time to read Kriyashma. So the pasuk comes to teach me, Ra'isam Oso, see the mitzvah tzitzis, and remember that you're now chayv in mitzvah Kriyashma. The Tani Idach will learn another b'raisa, another drosha. Ra'isam Oso, uzechaltem, see the mitzvah tzitzis and remember, Re'ei mitzvah zuv uzecho mitzvah acheres hasmuchala. Remember another mitzvah which is written in the pasuk right next to it. Ve'ezuzu zu mitzvah klai. See, as it is written, l'sil b'shatnis, don't wear shatnis. Tzema b'shtim yachtov, wool and linen together. And right next to that, it says gedilim tasalecha. So when you fulfill the mitzvah of gedilim tasalecha, you will remember that even though that is permissible to wear klaim at the time that you're wearing the tzitzis, but if you're not wearing tzitzis, you're not allowed to wear klaim. Tan idoch will learn another braisa. Ra'isam Oso Uzechaltem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Kivin Shenischayev Odom B'Mitzvah Zu Nischayev B'Chol Mitzvah Kulan. When a person remembers that he's chayev in this mitzvah of Tzitzis, he'll remember that he's chayev in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Because the Rabbi Shimoni, this is according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Omar that he said, Mitzvah Saseshus Man Groma Hi. That Tzitzis is a Mitzvah Saseshus Man Groma. So only men are mechuyev in Mitzvah Saseshus Man Groma. And if he's chayev in the mitzvah saseshus man groma, he's going to remember that he's chayv in kol ha-tera kula. Certainly the mitzvah saseshus ain't his man groma. But according to the Chachomim, who hold the mitzvah sitzis is mitzvah saseshus ain't his man groma, that means women are also going to be chayv in this mitzvah. So this drosha wouldn't work. Because if women will be reminded that they're chayv in this mitzvah of the Torah, mitzvah sitzis, that doesn't mean that they're chayv in the rest mitzvah of the Torah, because there's a whole category of mitzvahs called mitzvah saseshus man groma. Not tzitzis, but other mitzvahs haseshes man groma, which women are going to be excluded. So this drosha can only come out according to Rabbi Shimon. Tani idach we learned in another b'raisa. Ra'isam Oso Uzechaltem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Shkula mitzvah zu keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulon. This mitzvah of tzitzis is compared to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what it means. Uzechaltem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Of course, an additional understanding to this is the way Rashi says that tzitzis is gematria tov reish, 600, and there's 5 knots and 8 chutin, which gives you a total of 613 mitzvahs. That's how we say that mitzvah tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-terakua. The Tani Idoch, and we learned another braise. V'ra'isem u'ra'isem aso zechartem v'asisem riyo mevio lidei zechir. Seeing that tzitzis brings a person to remembrance of the mitzvahs. And zechir, remembrance of the mitzvahs, mevio lidei asiyah, brings a person to doing the mitzvahs. So looking at the tzitzis will bring a person to be mekayim kol ha-teruku. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, kol ha-zoriz b'mitzvah zu zerchem mekabel p'nei ha-shchina. One who is careful and does acts quickly in this mitzvah, How do we know that? It says over here, Isamar so, and you will see Osai, Uksiv Hosam, and it says over there in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Hashem Elokechotiro, you will fear God, for Osai Tavod, and you will serve him. Just like over there, it means, Osai Tavod, it means the Shechina, so when it says, Isamar so, that you will see him, it also means the Shechina. You will be zeichet to see the Shechina. And the Rabbanim will learn to the Braiser, Chaviv in Yisrael, how dear are Yisrael to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. She has Sivavana Kaddish Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs tefillin. Kaddish Baruch Hu surrounded them with the mitzvahs of tefillin b'roshayim in their head, the tefillin b'zroasayim and tefillin on their arms, the tzitzis b'vigdayim and tzitzis on their garments, and mezuzahs on the doorposts. Aleihem omar Dovin, concerning them, did David HaMelech say, Sheva b'yomim al ticho al mishpatei tzidkecho. Seven mitzvahs that I fulfill every day. With the seven mitzvahs have I praised you. Now what is the seven mitzvahs? The seven mitzvahs are the two mitzvahs tefillin, and the four, the tzitzis of the beged, that's six, and one mezuzah is seven. The seven mitzvahs that I fulfill every day that surround me, with these seven mitzvahs, I am praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubishor shenichnas David lebeis hamechatz. But when David had to take off his tefillin, and had to take off his tzitzis, and went into a room where there was no mezuzah, so he was no longer as surrounded by these mitzvahs. When he went into the beis hamechatz, where there were these mitzvahs are not present, the ro'atz ma'amid orum, and he saw himself naked without these mitzvahs. Omar, he said, Oli she'emet orum b'lo mitzvah. Woe is to me that I should even for a moment stand without mitzvahs. When he reminded himself that he still had on him a bris mila that he brought in with him to the Beis HaMerchatz, the Tziyashva Daito, then his mind was put at rest. He was calmed down, because he reminded himself he wasn't naked even in the Beis HaMerchatz total, but he still had the bris mila. After he went out of the Beis HaMerchatz, Omar leo shira. He said concerning the Beris Mila Ashira, Shinema, it says, L'mnatseach al ha-shminis, to the Mnatseach on the Shminis, Mizma le David, a praise to David, al Mila shenitno b'shmini. This was the psalm that David HaMelech said on Beris Mila, which was given b'shmini. That's what it means, al ha-shminis, the mitzvah that was given on the eighth day. Now the Machshor points out that what he was saying over here is that there are seven mitzvahs that surround him all the time, but there comes a moment when he has to be naked of those seven mitzvahs. He has to have an eighth mitzvah, which is more powerful than those seven mitzvahs. And that's what he meant, I'm not saying al shminis, on the eighth mitzvah. The question has to be asked over here, why did David HaMelech have tzar only in the Beis HaMerchatz? There are many times where a person takes off his tefillin, takes off his talis, and is not in a house with a mezuzah. So he will be separated from those seven mitzvahs, not only in the Beis HaMerchatz. The Teretz is, but if, as long as he's not in the Beis HaMerchatz, he always can have another mitzvah with him, and that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He can also be Mehara in Talmud Torah and learn Torah. But when he goes into Beis HaMerchatz, he has neither so seven mitzvahs, nor the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Therefore, David HaMelech thought for a moment that he was Orem in a mitzvah, and he, only when he reminded himself that he had the mitzvah's Mila, was his Yashua Daita. Now, the Achronim want to bring from here a riot, that their question of whether mitzvah's Mila is a mitzvah that is constantly continuing, and he has a constant fulfillment of this mitzvah, or shall we say mitzvah smila was once fulfilled at the time when he was ben shmeni yomim, and no longer is there a constant kiyum mitzvah. The milachu is a raya that there's a constant kiyum mitzvah, because otherwise David HaMelech would not have been calmed by the fact that he once was fulfilled, had fulfilled the mitzvah. He was complaining that he was olam in a mitzvah when he was niska b'mila, so he was nisyashva daita. Apparently it's because right now he's being the kiyum mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah tefillin and mezuzah and tzitzis, but he has a kiyum of the mitzvah of mila at every moment. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, Kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshei, anyone who wears tefillin on his head, the tefillin b'zroya, and tefillin on his arm, the tzitzis b'vigdai, and tzitzis on his garments, a mezuzah b'pisra, and a mezuzah on his doorpost, hakol b'chizuk shlo yechata, that person is in a chazoka that he will not commit a chet. Shinemaz, it says, V'achut ha-meshulash, v'bimheira yinote. A thrice-twisted rope will not be torn easily. That means the three mitzvahs of tefillin and mezuzah and tzitzis combine to form such a strong bond between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will not break away and do a chet. V'ayimam, it also says the pasuk, Chene Malach Hashem Saviv V'Reyov, that the Malach Hashem encamps around a person who fears God, V'yichaltzim, and saves him from chet. Now, when a person is mekayim a mitzvah, he creates a malach. For every mitzvah that he does, he creates malachim. So if a person is being mekayim every minute, then three mitzvahs, there are malachim around him that are going to protect him from doing aveich. Tanya, we learn in a b'raisa, hoy rabbi meyo, manish tana tcheles mikol mine tzevonim. Why was the color of tcheles chosen from all other colors to be the special color that you're supposed to wear in your tzitzis? The answer is because tcheles, the color of tcheles, is a color which is aquamarine. It looks like the color of the ocean. The yam dom l'rakia. And the ocean, the color, a blue ocean, looks like this blue sky. V'rakia l'kisei hakovet. And the sky reminds us of the kisei hakovet. Shenema, as it says, v'sachas raglov, k'masei livnas hasapir. Under the feet of the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is like the livnas hasapir, u'ge'etzem ha'shamayim l'tayach, like the pure color of the heaven. U'ksiv, and it says, k'mara evan sapir d'mus kisei, that the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like the evan hasapir. So the tcheles looks like the yam, and the yam looks like the rakia, and the rakia looks like the kisei hakovet. And therefore, if a person will look at the tcheles, it says, urisema, so he look at the tzitzis and sees the tcheles, he'll be reminded of the kisei hakovet and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he'll be overcome by Yiras Hashem. Tanya, we learn further in the Braisa. Hoye Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says further, Godol, Oncho, Shalavon, Yosami, Oncho, Shotcheles. That means if a first person fails to wear the chutim levonim of tzitzis, the regular strings of tzitzis, the non-tcheles strings, he doesn't wear tzitzis, in other words. If he doesn't wear that, it's a much greater sin. And if he would wear tzitzis, but he would leave out the mitzvah of tcheles. Why? Because Moshe l'mor adov adom, what is it compared to? The melech bos of adom, compared to a king, who told two of his servants, one of his servants, he said, Haveli chosam shaltit, bring me a branding iron that will be made out of clay. A clay branding iron, which he wants to use to brand his animals or his slaves, to put the seal of the king on his property. One of his servants, he said, Haveli chosam shaltit, bring me a branding iron which was made out of gold. And both of them violated the instructions of the king, and they didn't bring it. Which of the two servants who violated the king's instructions will be punished more severely? I would say, it would be this servant to whom the king said, bring me a brand of clay, and he didn't bring it. Why? Because it's much more easily available. It's much more accessible to bring a brand made out of clay than it is to bring a branding iron made out of gold. Therefore, to him who the king said, bring me a branding iron which is easily accessible, and he violated that, he is going to be punished more severely. So that which is easily accomplished, and that's just to wear tzitzis out of white strings, that's very easy, everybody can do that, he will be much more severely punished than he who would leave out the difficult mitzvah of tcheles. Tcheles, which is very hard to find and very expensive, as we're going to learn in the next Gemara. Therefore, he cannot be held responsible to the same extent as the one who could have fulfilled an easy commandment of the king. Now, why is it compared over here to Chosam Shaltit and Chosam Shalzov? The answer is because the tzitzis is like the identifying marks of he who belongs to the king. Just as the branding iron identifies the animal or the slave to be the property of the king, so the tzitzis is that which earmarks the Jew as a person who is a member of God's people, and an Eved Hashem. The Gemara now brings another braise in the name of Rabbi Meir. Tanya hoy Rabbi Meir Omer, chayiv adam levorech meyer brachos b'chol yom. A person is required to make 100 brachos every day. Shenemar, as it says in Parshas Ekev, v'ato Yisrael mo Hashem elokecha shoyl me'imoch, and so forth and so on. What does Hashem want from you, says the Pasuk? Hashem only wants your Yira Shemayim and to go in his ways. Now, how does it lie in this Pasuk that you have to make 100 brachas every day? This Pasuk is not talking about brachas at all. It says, first of all, Tosfos, that if you count up the letters of this whole Pasuk from the first word to the last word, you'll find that it has 99 letters. But if you'll take the word shoyl and make it a mole, in other words, write shoyl with a vav, you'll have 100 oishes, which is a remez for 100 brachas. Others say that the word mo in the cheshbon of adbash comes out to 100, because mem it corresponds to yud, and the hey corresponds to tzaddik, so yud and tzaddik together make up 100. However, Rashi says a different perish here. Rashi says this is a matter of reading the word mo as if it would be written meya. That means don't read the word mo as mo, but al tikre mo, but ela meya. As if it would say meya Hashem elokecha shoyel me'imach. It is 100 that Hashem asks of you. So there's a remez here that Hashem is asking of you something that his number is 100. 100 brachas every day, says Rabbi Meir. This perish needs a beer. So the Marshal explains as follows, that Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi, is coming to answer another kasha that the Gemara asks on this pasuk. The Gemara in brachas asks, let's take the pasuk kipshutei. Mo Hashem elokecha shol me'imach kiim liyira. What does Hashem want from you? All he wants is yira shemaim. Ask the Gemara, v'chi yira milse zutra sehi. Is yira shemaim an easy thing that you should say? Mo, what does Hashem want? Only kiim liyira, only yira shemaim. Certainly it's not a little thing. And the Gemara answers over there, yes, for Moshe it's a little thing, but of course the kasha still remains. Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael, not to himself. And therefore, what does he mean when he says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem only wants from you, ki'im li'yira, only yiras Hashem? So, Rabbi Meir comes to answer that kasha. The pasuk over here does not mean a little thing. Mo Hashem elokecha shalom imach. 100 brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you. And what's the purpose of a bracha? The purpose of a bracha is to bring a person to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem. Ki'im li'yira. The whole purpose of Meir bracha shebechol yom is ki'im li'yira. So that takes away the whole kasha that the Gemara asked in brachas, the chi'yira milse zutra sehi. Because the kasha is only kasha if the word mo goes on the word ki'im li'yira. But if now ki'im li'yira is merely an explanation of Meir Hashem alakecha shoyel mi'imach. 100 brachas Hashem is asking of you, and the purpose of that is to bring you to Yiras Hashem. So there's a statement over here, and there's no room for the kasha anymore. V'chimil se zutra sehi. The Keren Ara builds on the Marsha, and he adds the following thought. He brings the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Malachi, which says V'shaftim re'isem ben oved elakim l'asher lo avoda. And you should ponder the difference between one who is an oved Hashem and one who is not an Oved Hashem. And the Gemara concludes over there, what is the difference between an Oved Hashem and not an Oved Hashem? Says the Gemara, both the Oved Hashem and not the Oved Hashem are both tzaddikim gemurim. But the difference is that ein adam shena pirka meo pomim v'shena pirka meo ve'echot. You cannot compare the one who will learn his lesson 100 times and the one who will learn it 101 times. That means the one who learns it 100 times is certainly a tzaddik gomor. The tachlis of limud haTorah is to bring a person to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem, and if he learned it 100 times, he is certainly an Oved Hashem, and he is a tzaddik gomor, but he's not an Oved Hashem. An Oved Hashem is only someone who will learn it 101 times. What's the difference? The difference is that the one who learns it 101 times will not forget it. The person who learned it 100 times still could possibly come to Shikra, so possibly could lose it. However, if you learn it 101 times, you go beyond 100 times, then it is yours and is a kinyan in the nefesh and will never be forgotten. That's called an Oved Hashem. That the one who learned it only 100 times is not yet called an Oved Hashem. He is called a tzaddik, but not yet Oved Hashem. So he says, if that's the case, he can understand Shatana Gemara. Why does Rabbi Meir say that Al Tikra Mo El Meir? Because he too wishes to answer that kasher of the Gemara and Brachas v'chimil sezutra sehi. And the pshat would be here as follows: Mo Hashem alakecha shol me'imach. As Rabbi Meir learns according to Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of you Meir Hashem alakecha shol me'imach. He wants of you 100 brachas, but 100 brachas is only the basis. 100 brachas makes you into the madrega of a tzaddik gomor, brings you to the madrega of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Because if you did it 100 times, you're mizdavik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, you are prone to the possibility of shikha. It's possible for you to forget, because you've only done it 100 times. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach Ki'im Li'yira. I'm only asking for something small. I'm only asking for one more time that you should be complete the Avodas Hashem to make it 101, so that it should be a kinyan benefesh that never be forgotten. By virtue of the fact that Rabbi Meir darshins Mo Hashem Elokecha to mean Meir Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, we can darshan the conclusion of that pasuk ki'im liyira to mean only a little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of you one more time. And when the Gemara asks, v'chimil sezutra sehi, the answer is, really it is, only a very little thing. We're not asking very much, only asking to learn your parak, learn your mission only one more time, one time again, so that it be in your nefesh, a permanent kinyan that will never be forgotten. Let's now conclude, v'rab chiyah b'reder avavyo, he says, b'shabbat v'yomid tovet, on Shabbos and Yomim Tovim, when you don't daven tfilis yud ches, and you're going to be lacking a total of 13 brochets, torach umamalalu ba'aspar, Parmaki umigodi. He was matriach to make sure that he made additional brachas to make up, to compensate for the brachas that he did not have in his tefillah by taking of his parmaki, which is the samim, umigodi means, and fruits, which required additional brachas.